So early in my TV broadcast career, I was suspended for a day, Josh, for saying over an open mic, is it me or is it effing hot in here? I guess I could actually say the F word here on the show on a podcast without getting suspended. You're allowed to do that. But my mom is listening, so I won't. At least I hope she is. Let's head to the back nine and have an effing blast.
This is The Back Nine with Dennis Williams and Josh Mora.
Hey, buddy. No F words today. But let's have an effing blast.
I'm going to sing a little bit here.
Oh, boy.
Three. Oh, it's a magic number. Yeah,
we're
it is.
We're starting season three.
Starting season three. Do you know what that's from, by the way?
No.
Did you watch? You must have grown up watching Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
So Schoolhouse.
Oh, Rock, yes,
right?
Yes.
So for those,
and maybe it was the rendition that didn't get it.
Oh, for sure. My voice leaves a lot to be desired. But the Schoolhouse Rock, for those who didn't know, we grew up on Saturday morning cartoons back in the day, and Schoolhouse Rock was an interstitial between cartoons, and they taught math and parts of speech and history and science, and then they made a DVD with all of them that I played for my kids. And there was a cover done by some big 90s bands like Elastica and the Lemonheads, and Blind Melon did a version of, you remember them from No Rain?
Oh, of course.
Right? They did a version of Three is a Magic Number. You can find it on Spotify. It's fantastic.
Wow.
It's so good. I was trying better than
your version, I think.
Unquestionably. Yes. But that's what I was trying to recall there.
Well, Making the Turn is our prelude to season three.
Oh, sorry. I did that already.
I think we need to stop singing. Okay. We're going to lose downloads. I think we're past. People have listened enough now. They don't need your singing. Okay. Anyway, it was decent. I'm really looking forward to the season. We always say that. This is a prelude. See the shirt I'm wearing?
Your shirt says, for those who are not on the video, exit 11 with an arrow pointed up and to the right.
So somebody made these shirts for Cape Cod. They're every exit on the Cape.
Okay.
So this is the exit to Harwich and Chatham, which is where I'm from. And our first guest of season three is very familiar, as you'll find out, with Harwich and Chatham.
That's correct. That's nice. It's kind of similar to in Chicago. They used to have T-shirts like that for the L stops, the L train.
Yeah, a lot of communities. Anyway,
I like that.
Excited to have Mr. Brad Faxon to lead off the seasons.
I think too. So he'll be next week. And I think what's exciting about this season is we look at who our guests are going to be. Just a slight tweak to what we've done in the first two seasons. In this season, we have some celebrities. Brad Faxon, former PGA golfer, being one of them. And I think it's important to talk to people like that because it looks sometimes like celebrities have great lives. They've accomplished so much. But most of them have been through some trials by fire. Brad himself is in his next career as a broadcaster for NBC Sports and for the Golf Channel. We also have a continuation of people that we have talked to that are kind of in our milieu. Some of them are friends of ours, but they're doing interesting things, and they're doing interesting things. And we kind of share the experience of being in this stage of life. And there's a third set, which is kind of solutions-based, resources-based. We're going to talk to a spiritual healer. We're going to talk to a personal trainer so that we really have action steps for people who want to explore different aspects of improving themselves physically, improving themselves spiritually, improving themselves mentally. And I think all of that's exciting about what's coming up here in season three.
Well, we've talked about creating community, and if you do that, you have to provide value. And to provide value, we are going to really give some insights, or our guests are going to give some insights into all the things you're talking about. Health and wellness, all of those kinds of things that make the whole person, right? We've talked a lot about the brain and like making yourself smarter and learning more, and we've had a lot of cool people on to talk about that. I think we're going to dig a little deeper into the physical self this season.
Yes, and we've talked
about— Not that we haven't, but we're going to do more of it.
That's right. We've talked about the emotions of it, right? Dealing with some of the things that happen when we're trying to make those changes, right? The hurt, the scars, the gratitude, the attitude of improving. But this now takes us into actual practical steps.
Absolutely, yeah. And the other thing is, We will dive back into, we do have one really good episode where we start out talking about the dating thing again.
Yes.
Which was some, I'm telling you, we have some good advice for you. I mean, really, I'm not even kidding. I mentioned this, that my fiance's sister was in town, and there's some really important things that we can still talk about. We joke about it, but there's some things, what I was actually able to do, you're going to love this. I didn't tell this story yet. I was actually able to go on, I hadn't been on Bumble in years, but and I've certainly never been on Bumble looking for guys. So I had a blast. Mm. I was actually distracted from the golf that was on TV, looking through.
Helping your sister-in-law, or your soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Soon-to-be sister-in-law, yeah. Helping her, but to see some of, I mean, whew. That pool is interesting.
Mm. Well, share a little bit. Come on, don't hold back.
Well, like I said, people should not be making political statements. They should cut back on the gym selfies. Definitely don't show yourself with a cat. The other thing that men don't realize is never show your breasts after 50. In a picture.
Yeah.
You can guys be on a beach. That? You can be on a beach and have your shirt off. But it's really very good practice to realize that you shouldn't show your breasts over 50.
So what do you think is motivating that? I'm curious because I do think that's what's interesting. Those are guys who they may or may not be podcast listeners of ours, but they're certainly in a similar place to us in that they are available, or I mean, you're not available, and neither of us are available right now, but I mean, they're single, right? They're looking for something that's going to make their lives better. So what do you think is going through their heads if they're... And the second question is, did you see anywhere you would have said, oh, yeah, that guy's dialed in?
I actually think they fell on their heads. And that's
Could be.
I don't know. It's just they need to be listening to the show. They need some advice. They need some guidance. I don't know. There's just a different... Why do people do certain things, think certain ways politically and everything else? I do think, and we've talked about this before... I do think one of the problems in this country, not to get too political, but we've talked about this about Buffalo, even where I grew up on Cape Cod, and I'm sure you know this from your days in Chicago, that if you don't leave your little nest, your little community, and you don't have kind of a worldly view of being able to see how other people live, you're very limited, and your scope is very limited. So I guess my advice would be, like, you got to get out of your bubble. You got to get out of the provincial... So a lot of these pictures were probably people that have not ever seen much else in the world, right? Like, they're in one area. So I'm not explaining this very well.
I'm going to take a riff on that, and maybe this is part of what you're getting at. I think that there are a lot of people, a lot of men, that are struggling with what it means to be a man in 2024 and at this stage of life. And especially in this time, when I talk about 2024, I don't mean just with all the stuff that's going on. But what I mean is this. Over the last several years, so these are things, by the way, that we've talked about in other episodes of the show and that I've listened to and heard as I've continued to do research and work on myself. Over the last several years, there's been a lot more publicity about men behaving badly. And I should refine that by saying bad men behaving badly. But it's been conflated to a point where there is a movement out there where all men are bad. Some men are bad. Some men do very bad things. And most of those people are people who are unhealed, have trauma, have insecurities, have anxieties, and all of the issues with them and the things that they've done need to be taken seriously. So I'm not minimizing or diminishing that. But it's the pendulum swings too far the other way when we say all men are bad. And it doesn't mean that men, therefore, to be not bad, should cater to the whims of, I'll say women, but I don't necessarily mean we should just give in. But I mean, I think where men are best, when we're strongest, is in a grounded kind of masculinity, right? Too much masculinity can be toxic. Not enough masculinity isn't serving the purpose of what we're here to do. And I think part of what we've talked about for the past two seasons, and I know that we're going to talk about more and explore here in season three, is that definition of what does it mean to be whole? What does it mean to be healed? How do we heal? How do we get healthy so that we're not putting up terrible pictures on Bumble? And we can really find that connection with somebody who needs a man to be strong and grounded and secure in himself. We've both taken steps to heal and be better. And so I'm excited about offering those resources and having those discussions about masculinity and healthy masculinity in 2024 in this season that's ahead. We'll be right back. Friends, I want to tell you about a really exciting company called Peat Learning. Peat is dedicated to helping organizations of all sizes optimize their training initiatives. They specialize in enabling the development of AI-powered courses, which can then be tailored for all kinds of corporate training needs. Peat Learning offers a suite of customizable and extremely cost-effective solutions that enable companies to deliver personalized workforce learning to their employees. Put simply, Peat is an indispensable partner for any evolving company. So visit Peat Learning at peat.com. That's P-E-T-E.com.
If you need a benefit auctioneer for your next fundraising gala, hire Eric Goodman, who's broken fundraising records all over the country. Josh and I have known Eric for over 30 years, and he's one of the most passionate, energetic, and hardworking people we know. Eric's consulting strategies and successful fundraising techniques is why he raised $1 million in 10 minutes at a recent event. Visit yourfundraisingteam.com to see a video of his work, testimonials, and then book with Eric today so your nonprofit can have a record-breaking night.
All right, back to the show.
I totally agree. I think women, it's very clear to me, and maybe this will help put a little bit better frame on what I was saying before. You can be confident without being cocky, right? And some of these pictures that we're talking about, you're just kind of being cocky, right? You're kind of being like, you can also be strong and willing to fight, but not picking a fight.
Not looking for a fight.
Not
right?
looking for a fight.
Not so
you
up
can
with
be strong
bravado.
And you can be willing to defend yourself and fight someone if you have to, but it doesn't mean I'm picking that fight. So those are the differences. I think those are the things that we need to talk about with, you know, about certain men. Like that, when you talk about what a guy is being masculine, is it picking a fight? Is it being cocky? No, it's being confident. And if you wanna hurt somebody that I care about, you'll stand up for it.
Right?
You are going to know the consequences. If you want to hurt somebody that I care about, there's going to be a problem. But yeah. I'm not going to go pick that fight. I'm not going to look for it.
If you're aligned with who you are, if you have confidence in who you are and what you're about, you know where you're going to set your boundaries, where somebody crosses that boundary, and show them how to say, back off.
Right.
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 Or if they keep coming at you when you say, don't step further or we're going to have a problem. And that's true with men to other men. And that's true with men to women and women that we're dating, right? Knowing where our boundaries are, knowing when someone is throwing up a red flag, knowing when we've crossed our own boundaries and being able to apologize for that, right? And not feel like there are so many people today who won't apologize for anything because they think it's weak to apologize. And again, I said this in one of our episodes late in season two, it's the opposite. When you know yourself and you know you've erred, it's really strong to be able to say, that's on me, my fault, and mean it.
Yeah, I also think there's a lot of narcissists out there that don't understand apologies. They're never wrong, right? You can't, there's a lot of people who have like narcissist tendencies and they don't understand that they can even be wrong. They're always right. So that's just a problem that we have.
Well, that's an unhealed part of
right.
for men.
I mean, not just
men and women, but we're talking about in the context of men. And
right,
how,
right, right.
Because that's what this show was designed initially. I know we have a huge female audience and we're extremely grateful for it. But I think what the women want to hear is, are there, to the point of your soon-to-be sister-in-law, are there decent guys who are willing to be introspective and not be toxic and be confident in themselves without also being catering to every whim of, you know, the people that are around them? And that to me is what I think we're going to explore a lot of those avenues here in season three. And it's part of the thing that's got me most excited about the season that's ahead of us.
Yeah, I think also, too, some of this comes from stress. And that's another thing we're going to dive into a little
yes.
bit this season. Things that people are really stressed these days for a lot of different reasons. And one of the things we want to do in the show is give you ways to diffuse that because it'll improve the quality of life. It'll improve the person you are. I'm working on a daily basis. I've got so much stress here and there, but I'm getting better at compartmentalizing it from season one and not being as stressed out as I used to be. And we're going to get into that on several occasions. And just the thing that I think I'm most excited about for season three is we're going to get really practical. Like, we really are going to be practical. We're going to give you things that you can take with you. We've always been conscious about trying to do that. I think season three is going to take that to the next level.
I agree with that, and that is exciting. And because we're talking about dealing with the stress that is with us in the present, healing from how stress impacted us in the past, old traumas, and providing a lot of different solutions for that are going to make people at the end of this season who listen to the entire season feel a lot better about themselves and start on a road, for those who haven't started, start on that road to recovery and healing and being better, because I think that's what people are here to be able to do.
All right, so I want to end this, making the turn, with you and I giving one really foundation, and I'll start so you can think about it, one really foundational practical thing that people can take away as they head into season three from this episode. And I'm going to say this, okay? If you are in your 40s or 50s and you are a male, go get tested for everything that you can be tested for, whether it's your PSA count,
yes,
or a colonoscopy or all of those things. I can tell you multiple, both personal and relatable stories of relatives and people around me that may have waited too long or that are finding things out now. Regardless of what your situation is, regardless of what your family history is, if you are a male on the back nine, we'll just say, if you are a male on the back nine listening to this show, if you do one thing in the next season along with us, go get tested for all the things that your doctor says you need to be tested for after 40. And I'll just start at the top with your PSA and your colon.
Everything. Get a baseline for your heart.
Yeah,
get
diabetes, everything. All of it. Yep.
Love that. That's great advice. I would add this. I hear a lot of people saying, guys who are not only our parents' generation, but guys who are in our generation say, I'm old. It's too late for me to start. Absolutely not. Whatever it is, if you can start a daily stretching routine or a meditation routine or even walking a mile, do it. If it's only three times a week, if it's one time a week, but you're committed to the one time, start there. It's not too late to start. Do whatever it takes to get movement into your life, to have a slightly better diet in your life, to eat more natural foods, to be out in nature, to start a meditative practice. We're going to show you a little bit here in season three how to do some of those things. And I think it's really important to recognize it's never too late to start any kind of practice like that.
Beautifully said. And I will give one more teaser. We have a great Father's Day episode coming up. We're going to have a we're really excited about it. We won't give it away right now. We are really excited about Father's Day.
In a season full of highlights, that could be the biggest highlight.
It's going to be awesome. Josh, thanks. Thanks. I can't wait to get the season started.
It'll be a great season ahead. Hope you'll all join us.
Yeah, please join us. Season three coming up. This has been Making the Turn. Hole number 10 is next week on the Back Nine. We're really happy that you could join us today on the Back Nine podcast, and we're really trying to build a community.
Yeah, so please not only listen, subscribe, follow us, download, share with your friends that you found something in our community here.
We really, really appreciate everybody who's downloaded even a single episode and shared the time with us. We know your time is valuable. Please also give us a 5-star review if you can. Thanks so much.
So I've mentioned Three Bridges Consulting. What they do is they market your company. They lead the creative. They find the audience. What they produce, commercials, social media content, possibly even documentaries. It's long form. It's short form. One recent success story, working with a home services company in Chicago, a company that refaces cabinets. They launched a campaign in January. They had 5 times the revenue of their previous January and $1 million more in revenue than in any prior month after they launched this campaign. Once again, it's Three Bridges Consulting. The number 3, bridgesconsulting.co. The Back Nine is hand-woven by Stella Mix Productions and recorded at Pixelworks Studios in Delray Beach, Florida.